U.S. Senate to establish state-based universal health care in this country, and also a bill that would help pave the way for Vermont to be the first state in the country to have real universal health care single-payer coverage, our Senator Bernie Sanders.
Thank you. You look great from up here. What today is about is participating in a struggle to transform the basic values of the United States of America. And what we are saying very loudly and simply is that health care is a right of all people, not just the privilege of those who have a lot of money. And what we are saying is that despite the fact that the insurance companies and the drug companies have thousands of lobbyists in Washington, D.C., we are going to win this fight because millions of people from California to Vermont are beginning to stand up and demand changes in what is a very sick, wasteful, and bureaucratic health care system. And what is very exciting is that it's not just those of us who require health care who are demanding a single-payer system. We've got 15,000 doctors who are demanding a single-payer healthcare system. We have nurses here in Vermont and all over this country who are demanding a single-payer system, as well as other healthcare professionals. And what the professionals are saying is they're sick and tired of the paperwork. They're sick and tired of worrying whether people can afford health care. They want to take care of the health needs of people regardless of their income. What today is about and what this struggle is about is ending the disgrace that the United States of America today is the only major country on earth that does not guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child. That's a disgrace. We're going to end that.
Yeah.
And what is also unacceptable is that our problem in America is not that we're not spending enough money. We're spending almost twice as much per person on health care as any other country. Our problem is that we're spending money for profits, for bureaucracy, for advertising, for billing. We're not spending it where we need it, for doctors, nurses, medicine, healthcare professionals. We've got to change our healthcare priorities. And what we understand today is that healthcare is not just a personal issue, in that 18,000 Americans die each year, according to the Institute of Medicine, because they lack access to a doctor. It's not just that millions of people get sicker than they should because they go to the doctor too late or they get into the hospital too late. It's not just that many millions of people are not getting the primary health care that they need because they don't have a doctor or a dentist. What we're also talking about is the economic impact of soaring health care costs on our overall well-being. Whether it is General Motors that spends more money per car on health care than they do on steel, or small businesses here in the state of Vermont who can no longer afford to provide health insurance, not just for their employees, but even for the owners. What we're saying is that the escalating cost of health care is having huge ramifications for our entire economy. Let me just say a very few words as to why we have the most costly, wasteful, and bureaucratic system in the world, and why we get so little value for what we spend. And the reason is pretty simple. The function of a private health insurance company is not to provide health care, it is to make money. And that is the system that we have got to end. I think many of you will remember during the campaign, Barack Obama often talked about his mother, who was struggling with cancer, which turned out to be terminal. And instead of focusing her energy on her illness and trying to get well, she had to worry about whether the insurance company would pay the cost of her care. And that is going on every single day in every single state of this country. Instead of people worrying about how they're going to get well, they have to worry about whether the insurance company is going to pay the benefits that they were supposed to pay. We no longer need that type of a system. We no longer need to waste hundreds of billions of dollars in paperwork, in bureaucracy, in billing. We need to put our healthcare dollars into healthcare and not into profiteering. Today in the United States, we have 1,300 private insurance companies, and each and every one of them is offering a dozen different sets of benefits, and it is enormously complicated, and it is enormously expensive. But at the end of the day, what we need is something pretty simple. You know, some people say, well, you know, you're young. You don't need comprehensive health care. You're healthy. Well, let me tell you something. Anybody, no matter how young and healthy they are, can be in an automobile accident tomorrow and run up huge bills. We need comprehensive quality care with choice of doctor and hospital for every man, woman, and child, and we can do that without spending any more than we're spending today. Yes! Now let me conclude by just telling you some of what my office is doing on healthcare. As you heard, we have recently introduced in the Senate for the first time since the death of Senator Paul Wellstone, a single-payer national health care program. In addition to that, because that legislation is not going to be passed imminently, we have introduced legislation which does the following. It says, let us do a pilot program for 5 states all over this country, and let them go their way in terms of providing universal health care, but let's make at least one of those states, hopefully the state of Vermont, go forward with a single-payer system. And I'll tell you what I think. I think that if the state of Vermont does a single-payer system well, as I know we can, you're going to have New York State, New Hampshire, Connecticut, every other state in this country looking at us, wanting it, and then you're going to have a national single-payer program. And as we move toward a national health care program, we have got to focus on primary health care so that every American has access to a doctor or a dentist. You should know that in the last stimulus package passed a couple of months ago, we were able to double the amount of money for community health centers, including a new one in Springfield, meaning that now in the state we have 8 community health centers who are prepared to provide dental care, health care, low-cost prescription drugs, and mental health counseling to anybody, regardless of income, who walks in the door. We're making some progress, but my hope is to quadruple the number of community health centers in America to every underserved area in the United States of America. Further, for our senior citizens, We have got to fix the Medicare Part D program. We want to do away with that so-called donut hole. We want to have Medicare negotiating with the drug companies to lower prices and make sure that our seniors can have all the prescription drugs they need without out-of-pocket costs. Let me conclude by saying this, and I just got back from Washington late last night. The struggle that we're engaged in now is not a healthcare struggle. It is a political struggle. And on one side are hundreds of millions of Americans who want and deserve quality health care. And on the other side are insurance companies and drug companies who believe that the function of health care is to make as much money as they possibly can. That's the dynamic. And I believe that as we organize, and I want to thank the Vermont Workers Center for their work here, this is going on all over this country. As millions of people are prepared to stand up to the drug companies, the insurance companies, and the Congress, and demand the only sensible solution to the healthcare crisis, which is a single-payer system. As we do that, we're going to win this struggle, which in my view is the great civil rights struggle of this moment. Thank you and congratulations for what you're doing.
All right. What a senator we got. All right. So I want to thank the organizing committees from every county because the Workers' Center is very small. We have very few staff people. And we couldn't possibly cover the whole state without all the volunteers that helped us in this. So I'd like the organizing committees and all the people who didn't do anything to give them a big hand because they have done a lot of work.